Our next presentation is by Kyle Wilson, and he will be presenting on cotton and pest response to nematicide insecticide combinations at planting across different soil textures in a spatially variable field.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. My name is Kyle Wilson, and I'm presenting a project. It was a collaboration between Dr. Tina Teague and Dr. Travis Foskey. Amanda Mann also works on this project, and I have come in kind of towards the end, but I'm very excited to be presenting these results to all of y'all. In the Mississippi Delta, especially in northeast Arkansas, many growers have very spatially variable fields, especially in regards to soil texture, in which many fields have really steep gradients of soil texture, in which the soil texture may rapidly change from coarse sand, loamy sand, such as in this field. And these different soil textures affect the plant different ways. The coarse sand, as you can see, typically is detrimental to the plant. We see a lot lower yields in these areas of the field. Moreover, soil texture may also influence nematode species composition and population densities. And as we all know, some species of nematodes can be very detrimental to the plant, especially in Arkansas southern root knot and reniform nematodes. Management of nematodes typically includes crop rotation, genetic resistance, and chemical control and nematicides, severe cases, fumigant telone, no longer have olicar, but newer chemistries such as fluopyram, Infero formulations known as Bellum Total, and then seed treatment Copio. So our producers have many questions, but many of them are looking for strategies to improve efficiency of nematode management through site-specific application in order to save money compared to broadcast applications and potentially reduce negative environmental impacts. And previous research has shown potential benefits of site-specific applications of nematicides based on soil textures. So therefore, our overall goal of this study is to develop, evaluate, and deliver practical guidelines to crop managers to improve and expand their use of site-specific applications of protectants. Specifically, our goals were to examine plant response to nematicides across different soil textures, quantify pest, insect, and nematode abundance and impact on earliness, yield, and fiber quality with at-planting protectants, and increase understanding of how management zones based on soil EC maps can be used to improve efficiency of pest management practices. And these are the protectants we looked at in the study: the seed treatment Aris, which has imidacloprid and thiodocarb, also the seed treatment Copio, active ingredient fluopyram, and liquid Infero, vellum total, fluopyram plus imidacloprid, and then compared it to granule formulation, olicarb, Aglogic. And all the seed we planted for this trial had a base treatment of Aris. And here's our planter we used to plant this trial. It can switch between using liquid Infero or granular Infero. Our experimental design was a randomized complete block strip plot design, in which we had each strip was 12 rows wide and 365 feet long, and each strip was planted with one of our four treatments and replicated three times. We used Delta Pine 1518 cultivar, planted on May 16, 2007. We had just a little over an inch of rain the week after planting. For data collection, we collected soil EC with the Varis EC machine. We performed pest monitoring, looking at thrips, tarnished plant bugs, and nematodes in the soil, as well as gall ratings on the plants, and plant monitoring and yield assessments throughout the season. We gathered our electrical conductivity data using Varis EC machine, and these data were projected in ArcGIS to create this map This map shows in red the low EC areas of this field, which relate to coarse sands, and then the green represents the loamy sands, or higher ECs. And within each strip, two sample points were established, one in the coarse sand and one in the loamy sand. And these points were used for various sampling throughout the season. For our nematode soil populations, we used thresholds established in this Cotton Incorporated publication for pre-plant root knot and reniform, and then October root knot and reniform. This table on the right, it is showing our means of nematodes in the soil for each treatment within each soil texture. First, looking at the reniform numbers we had in this field, in the coarse sand, Copio was the only treatment over threshold for out planting, one day after planting. But in the loamy sand, we saw much higher numbers, especially in the Aris and Vellum Total, and then AgLogic right there at around the threshold number. Now looking at root knot nematodes, one day after planting in the coarse sand, Aris, Copio, and Vellum Total, they're all right around the at planting threshold of 40. And then in the loamy sand, just the AgLogic was around threshold. But then as the season progressed, 62 days after planting or first flower, we saw much higher numbers, especially in the coarse sand. AgLogic was fairly stable through soil texture. We didn't see much of a response there. And then in the loamy sand, the Vellum Total was much lower than it was in the coarse sand, and among other treatments being below threshold. And here's a box plot showing these data for the root knot nematodes 62 days after planting. On the left, the coarse sand, as you see, much higher except for the AgLogic. I don't have a mid-season threshold, so we're using the October threshold, which is 100 nematodes per 100 cc's of soil, in which AgLogic was right around threshold. But then over in the loamy sand, Vellum Total was the one which had a mean below threshold, whereas the rest of the treatments were close to or above. Moving on to root knot galls, looking at the roots. This is a pretty gnarly picture of some roots by Travis Foskey. I think he took it in 2016. Fire plants were a little bit smaller, not quite as galled up. We have a lot of compacted soils up in northeast Arkansas, which really kind of hinders the growth of the root system. But we did have a lot of galls overall. Here are our analyses of root knot galls. We did not find a difference between treatments in galls. We did find a difference in soil textures, whether the plants came from coarse sand or loamy sand, which we found much more galling in the coarse sand, with Vellum Total being the highest. Again, we didn't see a significant interaction between the two. Our yield data came from a yield monitor in this production cotton picker. Once we recovered these data from John Deere, it was projected onto our map of the EC, and with analysis tools and ArcGIS, we spatially joined the EC data with the yield data in order to analyze yield with EC in SAS. Now looking at some of these results of our yield, comparison of yield among protectants without looking at EC, just our treatments. the diamond in the middle of these boxes are means, and then the middle or the line inside the boxes are median values. And we found no significant differences in lint yield between treatments. Comparing yield between soil textures, we did find significant difference in which yield among the loamy sand had a mean of around 1,300 pounds of lint per acre, whereas in the coarse sand around 1,100 pounds of lint per acre. Now looking at all these combined yield for protectants in each soil, over on the left you have the each treatment within the coarse sand, and on the right each treatment for the loamy sand. We found no interaction between nematicide and soil texture, so therefore there was not a nematicide response in either of the soil textures throughout this field. To summarize this, pest pressure, thrips, and plant bugs, data not shown, they're very low throughout the season. Pest pressure nematodes at threshold, but variable with low to moderate levels. This was overall a high-yielding season. We had favorable weather throughout the season, but we did not find yield difference. Base air seed treatment and additional at planting protectants. But we did find that soil texture was the main driver of yield in 2017. So to end, for our producer in this field, to improve his cotton profitability, should understand the sources of variability driving crop yield, earliness, and fiber quality, focus on those issues before spending money on additional inputs. I would like to thank everybody involved with this project. I'd like to thank you all very much for listening to this presentation. And if you have any questions, thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's been it's been examined many years, and that's really what we've narrowed down on being the most responsive breakdown. And we used Jinx Natural Breaks statistical method to determine those values. But also from a practical standpoint, as a grower, two management zones may be, that may be plenty of, zones to manage rather than, three or four may complicate it a little bit too much. But, yeah, just through multiple years. And in this field, you can really see the difference as you walk through the field, between that coarse sand and then that loamy sand. It's just a really quick gradient. And, that map really describes it pretty well. But we have looked at more using more classes of EC, and we didn't see a response to that. Yes, ma'am. Perhaps I've essayed fields out at this farm for Leviopsis, and is really low inoculum, low pressure. So, it's a possibility, but
you don't think the Leviopsis impacted the overall?
No, ma'am.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you all.